the condition upon which you become aware of God's voice in your mind. So most people say, I want to make contact with the source. I want, if there is a source, if there is a higher power, I want to make contact with it. And then the higher power responds and says, well, there are certain things you have to learn if you want to be able to tell my voice. First thing is, you're going to have to be willing to recognize what's not my voice. And so this section has to do with forgiving or letting go of all the false ideas that you have about relationship and love. The purpose of this paragraph is to forgive yourself for every mistake you've ever made in relationship of any kind. This is this chapter that's about the forgiveness of illusions. That means the releasing of fears. Okay, that's what this paragraph is about. This whole chapter is about. So those of you who want to do chapter 16, that's the purpose of chapter 16. The purpose of chapter 16 is to release every guilt, every anger, every false idea that you have within yourself, so that you can have the relationships that you've always dreamed of.
Yes!
Okay, that's the purpose. Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
All right. Now, the first paragraph says, to empathize doesn't mean to join in suffering. That joining in suffering is what you must refuse to understand. Because joining in somebody's suffering is the fearful mind's interpretation of empathy. So fearful minds always try to take suffering and make suffering an excuse to form a special relationship in which the suffering is scared. It is shared. So I'll say it in one sentence that's really easy to hear. A mind that's afraid likes to join in relationships where they're suffering, because a special relationship of a fearful mind is a relationship where two people are joined who are not truly happy, who are suffering together. So you're suffering, I'm going to join in a relationship with you. That's forming a fearful special relationship. Two people who feel a lack of love are joined together to share their fear together. Now, the capacity to empathize is very useful to your right loving mind, provided you let your right loving mind use empathy in its own way. The Holy Spirit's way, the right way, is very different from the wrong way. The right mind, the Holy Spirit, the right mind doesn't understand suffering. And the Holy Spirit would have you teach that it's not understandable. So that means when your right mind relates through you, your right mind is not relating through your fear and suffering to somebody else's fear and suffering. You are suffering, and now I'm going to relate to you through my suffering. I hear what you mean, honey child. You ought to hear what's going on in my life right now. Let's join in the suffering over a cup of coffee at Pete's. You know what I'm saying? He says, the right mind doesn't join in pain. Now, what does that mean? It means that the right mind knows that healing isn't accomplished by delusional attempts to enter into the suffering and think you're going to lighten the suffering by sharing the suffering. So a right mind knows that I'm not going to make it better for you by joining you in the pain you're going through. I make it better for you by staying in a position of power and happiness and peace, because in that position, I'm better able to be of true help to you. So the fearful mind believes that I'm going to take this relationship that you're suffering in and I'm suffering in, and I'm going to use it as an opportunity to form a special relationship with you where our suffering is together. The right mind goes, I am not going to enter into the suffering with you and share your illusion of suffering and therefore making it stronger. I am going to stay in a loving state of mind, a state of mind where I see you as powerful, a state of mind that I see you as if nothing's missing in you, so that I cannot support the suffering. It's hard to get healed by a doctor who's laying in the bed next to you just as sick as you are. Y'all can just maybe wave. Who can heal you? The doctor that walks in the room that's healthy. So you don't solve a problem by joining with the person with the same problem who's trying to deal with it the same way you are. You don't have a happy relationship by being miserable, hoping you can join with somebody else that's got just as many dysfunctions as you, and then together y'all gonna have this wonderful non-dysfunctional relationship. You can't, so everybody got the corner of the first paragraph. Right mind goes, I won't join in the suffering, I'll be an example of healing for your suffering. The wrong mind goes, yeah, honey child, yeah, honey child, yeah, honey child, you right, and it's worse than that. Okay? Next paragraph. The clearest proof that empathy, as the fearful mind uses it, is destructive lies in the fact that empathy is applied only to certain types of problems and in certain people. This the fearful person selects out and joins with. And whenever the fearful mind joins, it never joins except to strengthen itself. Having identified with what it thinks it understands, the fearful mind sees itself, and the fearful mind would increase itself by sharing what's like itself. Make no mistake about this maneuver. The ego, or the fearful mind, or the guilty mind, or the angry mind, or the unaware mind, all coarse definitions, always empathizes to weaken, and to weaken or to join in the suffering is always attack. You do not know what empathizing means. So you see, so the Spirit tells us, well, I don't want to break this to you, but you don't really know what empathizing really means, because you only empathize with certain people under certain situations and circumstances, and those you select out. Those you're going to empathize with, and those you're going to ignore. And so what you see is like yourself. And so you're really just increasing your fear by joining with someone just as afraid as you, for you both to keep suffering in the same fears. So that means if you're doing that, he says, it means that you don't know what empathizing really means. He says, yet you can be sure of this. Here's the way you do it. You are suffering. I will merely sit quietly by. And I will let the Holy Spirit, let the love in me, let the truth in me relate through me. So I'm going to sit by you, and I'm going to quietly go for the highest thoughts that I can allow myself to receive while I'm with you. And I'm going to let love or God or truth relate through me to you. That's true empathy. Then you're empathizing with strength, and you walk away stronger because what you've shared with that person strengthens you as well as them. You are bigger than any problem you can ever have. You are always sustained by the love of God. You are never alone. You are totally innocent. What you're going through is a call for love. There's an answer to everything. Nothing's impossible for God. See, it's no way I can be with you and let those type of loving, true thoughts relate through me to you without strengthening me and strengthening you. But if I sit with you and go, oh yeah, you got cancer there. Most people die from that. My cousin died from that last year. Matter of fact, I feel kind of funny myself right now. Don't you feel better after my visit? And or you know, if you're a new thought sadist, or is it sadist?
Sadist.
Okay, if I ever mispronounce something, it's just a mistake. Okay. If I'm a new thought sadist, I will sit next to you and say, what did you do to create this?
Yeah.
That's